Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erevin 88, talking about the idea of being respectful, kind, and considerate of others, especially with anything that might be difficult for them. Look at what the Gemara looks at here on Erevin 88. It was taught in the following Braisa, which discusses the permitted method of drying oneself after bathing on the Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Braisa discusses bathing in cold water in a bathhouse. Rashi points out, bathing on the Sabbath in warm water is prohibited by rabbinic decree. Although bathing in cold water is technically permitted, it's customary nowadays to refrain even from cold water bathing, as the Or HaChaim and Mishnah Berurah points out, and these are from the notes in the Art School Talmud. So the Braisa points out, a person may dry himself with a bath towel and leave it in the bathhouse window. He may not, however, the notes point out, carry it home, even where carrying is permitted, as taught in the Mishnah and Shabbos. Rashi there explains, a person might forget and squeeze out water from the towel, thereby desecrating the Shabbos. However, there is no concern that toweling alone will cause a person to squeeze out the towel. So the Braisa continues, but he may not give it to the bathhouse attendants because they are suspect in that regard of wringing out the towels on the Shabbos. The notes point out, squeezing water out of a towel or any garment constitutes an act of laundering, a subcategory of the melach of malabin, whitening, one of the 39 biblically prohibited labors of the Sabbath. Bathhouse attendants were suspected of ignoring this prohibition. Rabbi Shimon says he may even carry the towel home in his hand. Rabbi Shimon is not concerned that he will forget and wring the towel, though in general a wet cloth may not be moved on the Sabbath. This was permitted out of necessity. Ranta Shab, cited by Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah. The idea here being what the Braisa points out, you can't give the bath towel to the bathhouse attendants because they are suspect in that regard. They might wring out the towels on the Shabbos. It's the idea being that we need to be considerate, we need to be cognizant, and we need to be empathetic to the ideas of others, to the lack of others, or to the struggles of others. These bathhouse attendants don't know the rule, or don't follow the rule, or are ignorant of the rule, or for some reason they don't do the rule. So don't give them the bathhouse towels. Don't give them that situation. Don't put them in that situation that it's hard for them. It's easily applicable to everyone nowadays. If you're in a situation where it's going to cause your friend to stumble, it's going to cause your friend to have trouble, don't put him in that situation to begin with. If you know your friend has trouble with alcohol, you know your friend has trouble with drinking, don't put him in a situation where he's going to need that, where he's going to be stumbling in it and he's going to falter in it. An extreme example of alcohol, for example, we're using now, if he has these struggles and it's something he needs to work on, don't bring him to a kiddush where there's all this temptation for him, where there's all this difficulty for him. It's not good. If someone has a major problem with overeating, don't bring him to a brand new restaurant when he's starving and he's going to eat the entire store and feel horrible about himself afterwards. Why would you do that? Be sympathetic, be empathetic, be cognizant, and be coherent to understand what a person may go through. If a person has a difficulty with smoking or the like, don't bring him to a store where there's 1,000 packs in front of him that he's going to feel the overcoming urge to buy it. We have to be understanding, empathetic to people, whatever they go through. If someone just lost something or lost someone, don't talk to them about simchas in the wrong places. Pirkei Avos teaches us you have to be understanding of timing and place of everything. Don't judge your friend until you've come to his place. You should never have to go to his place and understand the proper element of timing. If someone made a neder, don't question him about it. Now, if someone's dead is before them, don't try to console them. You have to understand the timing and placement of things, and you have to understand the struggles that people go through, and don't judge people. Don't bring a person to a gossip meeting if they struggle with lashon hara. You have to be understanding, you have to be sympathetic, and you have to be really knowledgeable and really in tune with the person and their needs and their struggles. If you know something about someone, try to be understanding of them, try to help them, and try to watch out for different things that may trigger them or may trouble them or may hurt them every single day. Join us next time for us to talk Erevin 89 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.